Today on More to Life, a world of worry. Worried about the future? We're going to help you find peace in uncertain times. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, a world of worry. Why do you think we're talking about this today?
Can't imagine.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, if you are worried about the future, for whatever reason, we want to help you find peace in uncertain times. The number is 877-573-7825.
You know, I think that all of us know that we worry. You know, there are things to worry about. And honestly, as we'll be discussing a lot in this hour, you know, worry can make sense to us in some ways. You know, I know as a mom, it's like, well, it's my job to make sure that everybody has everything they need, right? I have to think ahead of what's best for my children, what my household needs, how they're doing, all of those things. And it can be something that I worry about. You know, are the children okay? Are they in the right place? Are they surrounded by people who will lead them to God? Are they healthy? Do I have everything I need? Which then can easily start spiraling out to, am I prepared for this thing or that thing that could happen? And then if I get on social media or, God forbid, listen to the news, then that ramps up and I can't cover everything. And worry, in other words, the part of us that wants to provide for ourselves and the people we love, can easily be overtaken by our unregulated emotions, I'd say even by Satan himself, and it starts to turn into anxiety, even panic levels of anxiety for many of us. Sometimes that becomes a state of being, something we fight with continually. For others of us, it crops up occasionally, but it's never something that makes us feel peaceful, our best selves, connected with the Holy Spirit. It's always something that shakes us and undermines us in some way.
877-573-7825. Join the conversation as we talk about worry and anxiety today on this election day on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Are you feeling anxious these days? Are you worried about a particular challenge, maybe in your life or relationships? Or maybe you're just feeling anxious about things in general, or the state of the world, and the way things turn out today. Whatever it is, we want to help you find ways to stay strong and reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. I mean, I have to say, you know, this is something I think all of us have to work on, you know, are getting a handle on our anxiety and learning how to reclaim our peace.
Definitely.
But I know this has been a particular struggle for me. I mean, I remember being a kid, and, you know, one of my teachers calling me a worry wart, you know. And
wow.
and, you know.
Lovely.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it was true.
But so supportive.
Yeah, but, you know, and even now, you know, my initial reaction to a lot of things is to get kind of spun out and to worry about it. And I have to walk myself through the things that we're talking about with you today. You know, how do you get yourself back down under control? How do you start thinking about things so that you're able to make a plan and respond to things rather than just react to them? I mean, I think it's a universal problem if you're a human being. And we want to help you to reclaim your peace, whatever the thing is that is stealing that peace and robbing that joy. We want to help you overcome those worries, those fears, those anxieties that are stopping you from being the person that you want to be, being the person that you feel that God is calling you to be. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Well, and I can say that, you know, one of the things that we also do, if we are people of faith, is that we have experienced at some point in our journey with God a deep sense of peace, where we have had time with God, maybe in adoration or at Mass or in our own personal private prayer times. And we want to go back to that because that peace is something we desire so much that we say, well, if we just stayed in that place, if we just prayed all the time, if we just spent every day in adoration, you know, as you know, Anna in Scripture did, if we could just not have any part of the world, and we think, you know, I haven't been called to be contemplative, but boy, would it be nice if I did. And then we have to go and do the things of the world, and we automatically lose our peace. And we need to very much figure out for ourselves the balance between having to live the life God has called us to in this world and how to connect with the Holy Spirit amidst the noise and the hubbub and the fears and all the things that go on in the world. And that's what we're talking about today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering what that is and how it could possibly help you reclaim your peace in worrisome times, well, you come to the right place. When St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of creation.
The theology of the body reminds us that while worry and anxiety are common experiences in the modern world, the answer to our worries is to remember and recenter ourselves in the loving arms of our Heavenly Father, who loves us, cares for us, and shelters us from the storms of life, especially when we feel alone and scared and helpless. It's fine to be concerned about things. That's what enables us to identify a problem, to bring it to God, to gather our resources and support, and to make a concrete plan to address the concern. But that's different from anxiety, which has us focus so exclusively on the problem that it makes us incapable of identifying the actual problem and bringing it to God and gathering those resources and making a plan. We just allow ourselves to spin out.
Well, and that's why Pope John Paul II was constantly reminding us, be not afraid. You know, he wasn't denying the myriad concerns that affect our lives. He was saying that with God's grace, we have the power to respond to those concerns in a spirit of love and grace rather than a spirit of fear. Yes, life can be scary, and the challenges in front of us can be great, but God's love and providence is even greater. And in the face of life's battles, our battle cry needs to be, Jesus, I trust in you. And that's what we're doing today on More to Life. We are helping you find the courage to say, Jesus, I trust in you, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what fears, worries, or anxieties are stealing your joy and robbing your peace. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let's talk it out. Are you feeling anxious these days? Are you worried about a particular challenge in your life or relationships that you're just not sure how to respond to? Or maybe you're just feeling an undercurrent of anxiety about everything. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you stay strong and reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name,
of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to your presence and we bring to you all those things that occupy our minds and cause us to feel worried, anxious, stressed out. We bring those people and those situations to you, and we ask you to help us to reclaim that connection with you that enables us to respond rather than react to those challenges. Help us in the face of those difficulties to know how to respond in ways that glorify you, that help us be our best selves, and challenge the people around us to be their best selves too. Help us, especially on this election day, to know your will and to follow that will for our own lives, for that of our families, and for our country, so that we can glorify you and build your kingdom in everything that we do. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled A World of Worry. Are you worried about the future? Well, we're helping you find peace in uncertain times. Whether you are struggling with a particular challenge in your life or relationships that's got you kind of staying up at night or just preoccupied, or you're just dealing with an undercurrent of anxiety and worried about not sure what, or the state of the world, let's talk it out and find ways to reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825.
Greg, we have an email here from Sandy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. She said, I had to divorce my husband because he was a controlling narcissist and very verbally and emotionally abusive. I tried everything I could, including counseling, but he would not change. I am working on having an annulment now. My issue at the moment, though, is that my ex-husband fills my kids' heads with all sorts of lies and put-downs about me. He is truly a toxic person who deals with on-again, off-again alcohol issues as well. But when the kids end up throwing his words back at me, I have a really hard time getting them out of my head. They really undermine who I want to be as a mother and a person. Are there things I should be saying to myself or doing to fight these messages? I sometimes even feel guilty for bringing my kids into this situation in the first place. And additionally, I'm terrified that my kids will not have a faith because I'm the Catholic one and my husband runs that down as well. Is there anything I can do to quiet my mind but actively work to help my children know and love the Lord and His church? And that's Sandy in Pennsylvania.
Sandy, thanks so much for the question, and I'm sorry that you guys are going through this. This is really extraordinarily painful, and we've added you to our More to Life prayer list. I appreciate you reaching out. So there are lots of things that we could do to support you here. Did I miss it? Did she mention how old the kids are?
She does not.
Okay, thank you. I thought maybe I tuned out. So let's just talk in general about how best to respond to this. First of all, you don't want to be fighting back, in a sense, right? There are ways to fight back, but not verbally. You don't want to get into a thing where you're trying to explain yourself or defend yourself. You want to do two things. You want to give your kids an experience of a home where the faith is the source of the warmth in your home. That's really what you want to be focusing on. Because they need to have a deeper relationship with you that they can use to then check your ex's words against their own experience. And they need to have an experience and a real encounter with Christ and the difference that he's making in your home and the relationships in your home. Let me explain what I mean by both of those things. All right, so if you have that relationship that I'm talking about, and you know, you can't just assume that things are good because you're maybe not arguing with them or because, you know, you're not in having conflict in the household. You have to really be working on the relationships with the kids. Because when the kids come back from dad's house and they say things to you, you can say to them, listen, is that your experience of me? When you know, let's go through this, because I know that your dad has said those things, and I want to hear what you're saying. And if you really believe that about me, then we can work on that in our relationship. But is that your real experience of me? And whatever it is, you kind of walk through examples of, well, I mean, what about in this situation? Do you think that that expresses that, or do you think that that tells you something different? You don't want to be in the position of putting them between two worlds where they feel like they're being ground up between your view of reality and Dad's view of reality. You want to hear what they're saying and then say, well, I mean, is that your experience of me and our relationship? And if there's anything in that at all, then you want to work on that.
Yeah, and actually make a plan with the kids on what they need and how you can meet those needs and how you can be that person. I love what you're saying here to Sandy, Greg, and I want to say that, you know, this also, Sandy, will work against how you're being run down by the messages you're hearing from the kids, how they're internalizing themselves in you, because you've put up with his emotional abuse for a very long time. And of course it's going to re-trigger some of that for you. But if you have spent the time in prayer saying, you know, Lord, I want to be this kind of a woman now, and write down what that is, what you feel like you really want to be after years of being run down, what you feel God's calling you to be after years of being run down. Lord, help me to know how to make this happen. How should I be talking with my kids? How should I be living on a daily basis with my children? That's going to give you such a proactive way of living and existing. It's going to push all those lies out of your head more and let you really be who you want to be and who you want to be for your children.
The second thing I want you to do, and this goes to the idea of the faith being the source of the warmth in your homes, I want you to make sure you're praying with the kids every day, and specifically, Lord, help us to be the family you want us to be. You know, we're going through a lot. Help us to pull together. Help us to take care of each other. Help us to really know how to be here for each other. And then have a conversation, even five minutes after that prayer, that says, what's one thing that each of us can do to try to take better care of each other today? To try to make each other's day a little easier and more pleasant? What can each of us do? And you start giving an example, and then go down from the oldest to the youngest. What can each of us do to really just try to be there for each other and take care of each other? I want you to get in the habit of that every day, right? And then I want you to talk about it when either at dinner time or when you get together in the evening. How did it go? What did we do? You know, and what might we need to be more aware of tomorrow? Because I want you to use this experience, as painful and as awful as it is, to draw closer to each other, to build a team, to unite against the common enemy, not of your ex, but of the stress that you're all going through. Mm-hmm. And I want you to really see this as we are working together to create a loving, warm, faithful home in spite of all of this. It's not you doing this and trying to, you know, inflict it, quote-unquote, on the kids. It's the all of you working together to create this warmer, loving, more faithful environment that's rooted in this daily prayer of, Lord, teach us to be the family that you want us to be, and then discussing what that means on that given day. There are more things that we could do. We actually do a lot of this kind of work through the Catholic Home app. If you go to Catholic HOM, wherever you get your apps, and become a subscriber, we can support you every day. Lisa and I are on there. Our whole team of counselors and coaches. It's not a counseling app, but it's a coaching and supportive place to get the ongoing resources and accompaniment that every family needs to become a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family. And it's based on research of families that successfully raised all their kids to a faithful adulthood. And these are families of all different types, including your kind of family. And so we'd love to have you there and be part of the community. Download the Catholic HOM app today and learn more about being a Catholic household on mission. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about anxiety on our show titled A World of Worry, as we talk about those challenges in your life or relationships that are causing you to be stressed, worried, or anxious, or just the anxiety you're feeling about the state of the world and the future, and whatever it is, let's talk it out and find ways to reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. Back in a minute.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
How would you like to celebrate the Divine Mercy at the Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Poland on Divine Mercy Sunday? Well, you can. Steve Ray here, inviting you to join us in Poland. as we follow the footprints of John Paul II, Maria Faustina, and Maximilian Kolbe. Daily Mass at the most iconic, beautiful churches and delicious local foods. Join us in April for Divine Mercy Sunday in Poland.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
She was a mystic and reformer who died at the age of 33.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Catherine of Siena accomplished something no one thought possible. She convinced Pope Gregory XI to return to Rome after the popes had lived in France for almost the whole of the 14th century. They've been there ever since.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled A World of Worry, as we talk about dealing with anxiety and finding ways to reclaim our peace. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue. He is with the Theology of the Body Institute, and he's here today to talk to us about how reflections from the TOB can help us reclaim our peace in worrisome times. Hey, Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning to you both. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. You wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the famous scripture from Matthew 6, where Jesus talks about letting each day's troubles suffice.
Yes, and as I'm speaking to you both, I'm literally standing outside in a field at our retreat center where we teach. So I'm looking at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, so to speak, where Jesus in Matthew 6 says, don't worry, be like them or learn from them. And I just wanted to open that up this morning because I think sometimes we hear, you know, consider the lilies of the field and look at the birds. And sometimes you can think Jesus is doing this sort of escapism. It's a Disney movie and you're romping through the fields. But he's actually inviting us to really trust the way creation, inanimate creation, trusts and lets go and lets things happen to it and trusts that there's a good father, there's a good hand over me. And I really love that Jesus is directing our gaze. And John Paul II so often gazed on the natural world to see that things will work out, that if we trust in the loving hand of God's providence, we can be at peace. It doesn't mean there isn't going to be pain. The whole creation is in a paschal mystery of death and resurrection, but there's hope. And it springs eternal. When we look at the flowers of the field and the birds of the sky, we can trust that. I think it's a good lesson to learn on your topic today.
And you were sharing with us, too, a little story about St. John Paul, really the night before his assassination attempt that kind of ties into this as well.
Yes. This whole idea that trusting in the loving providence of God doesn't eradicate pain, but it gives us steadiness in the pain. Cardinal Jevis recalls a story that it was May of 1981, early May. He heard a rustling in the chapel in the middle of the night, and just to investigate, it was JP2 on the floor in the chapel, deep in the night, praying in Polish, why, over and over again, why now? And he didn't understand, but he felt that the Pope was in a deep place of prayer, so the next morning, he noticed John Paul II was at breakfast, not eating, just having a cup of tea and still deeply focused on something and in a very prayerful place. And he just trusted that and gave him his space. Later that morning, the assassination attempt happened, and John Paul II was shot. And you just wonder, was there a word from the Lord that something painful is coming? And JP2 is in that Garden of Gethsemane saying, why now? But he still got up, he got dressed, and he went to work, knowing something was coming, but he trusted that the Lord was going to make something greater come from that suffering.
And I think that, you know, in the face of all that suffering, instead of worrying about, what's going to happen next, I think it's important for us to ask, you know, Lord, can you teach us how to respond to this thing? Teach us how to respond to this thing in a way that will glorify you, that will help bring out the best in me, and that will help me bring out the best in those around me as well. And the more we're able to do that, the more we can focus on developing a plan and living in that state of receptivity instead of reactivity, where the stress and the anxiety is. The more receptive we can be, the more peaceful we become, because the more connected to God's grace we are, and the more connected to our best selves and the resources that God's given us that we can be as well.
Amen. It comes down to one sweet Latin word that I think John Paul II loved, and I think we could all say over and over again today, fiat, right? Let it be done. Let it be done unto me, and I can trust, Lord, that you've got a big plan for me and a good plan.
Well, bold words, but definitely a plan, and we want to talk about how to make that plan happen in your life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Bill, thanks so much for being with us today, and if folks would like to learn more about the Theology of the Body Institute, where can they turn for more information?
Sure. Jump on tobinstitute.org. We'd love to have you come out here to Black Rock for one of our courses.
TOBinstitute.org. And we are taking your calls right now about fear, worry, and anxiety on our show titled A World of Worry. Are you worried about the future? Are you just dealing with particular challenges in your life or relationships that have got you a little spun out, a little concerned about how to respond? Well, we are here for you. Whatever is causing your fear, worry, or anxiety today, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more of your questions about finding ways to reclaim your peace today on More to Life. Stick around.
Do you know the origin of the rainbow? According to the Catholic Catechism, the first rainbow occurred after the flood when God established a covenant with Noah and his descendants. The rainbow was God's pictorial reminder to both God and man. God tells Noah in Genesis, "This is the sign I am giving for all ages to come of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant I have made between me and you and all living beings, so that the waters will never again be a flood to destroy all mortal beings." Little wonder a vivid Valentine from our Creator so excites our eyes. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Suffering in the world, personal suffering. One of the biggest things that keeps people from really giving themselves over to the Lord or joining an organized religion. Suffering doesn't seem to make sense. Why do children suffer? Why are there wars? Why is there persecution? Why are some people poor, others rich? Why is there such an imbalance? And on and on and on. A loving God wouldn't do that. Well, God doesn't do that. First of all, we did it to ourselves because in the beginning, right, we chose incorrectly. And then sin came into the world. It was not supposed to be like this, but God gives us free will. He does not want to force himself on us because otherwise we would be puppets. But how many of us can look back and forget what came out of a particular hard time? You don't learn really good, strong lessons when everything is going great.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Why are some married couples happy while others struggle? You might think that happy couples argue less and resolve issues more efficiently than unhappy couples. But in fact, research suggests that both happy and unhappy couples argue about as much and struggle similarly with problem solving. The real difference is that happy couples consciously work toward maintaining their relationship and emotional health. For example, they create rituals for working, playing, talking, and praying together on a daily and weekly basis. Happy couples also look for ways to help each other out from day to day, little things that might make the other person's day easier or more pleasant. And then, when conflict breaks out, as it inevitably does in any human relationship, they realize that the most important thing isn't solving the conflict, but how they come to that resolution. Happy couples take care of each other while they go through that conflict so they can work to find solutions together. Marriage isn't easy, but the good news is that with a little work, any couple can find real happiness together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you'd like faithful help for your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled, A World of Worry. As we talk about fear, worry, and anxiety, you know, are you worried about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships? Or maybe you're just feeling anxious about the state of the world in general. We want to help you find ways to stay strong and reclaim your peace. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Before we talk to our next caller, we want to send out congratulations to our longtime EWTN radio partner, WOPG AM and FM, serving Greater Albany and Schenectady, New York, is celebrating 14 years with EWTN.
Congratulations to Thomas and Laurel Threlkeld and their great team at Pax Bonum Radio. From your friends here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN radio station, certainly with your prayers, but yes, with your dollars as well. We want to keep EWTN Radio going strong for decades so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. And with that, we are taking your calls on our show today titled A World of Worry, as we discuss ways to reclaim our peace in worrisome times. Are you feeling anxious these days? Worried about a particular challenge in your life or relationships, or just feeling anxious in general? Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Candy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Colorado.
Candy, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I am feeling a little anxious, or I feel like maybe that's something I might deal with anyway that I'm discovering. Mm-hmm. But recently, this has to do with a relationship that I've been dating someone that I really care for and have developed a lot of feelings for, and then I found out that he's been lying and also had some drug use. And so, I'm not currently with him, but we are still talking, and he still wants to get back together. And it's causing me to have a lot of anxiety of, like, what to do, or, you know, where do I kind of go from here?
Well, so it sounds like, because you're anxious about it, that you kind of know what you want to do about it, but you're afraid to stand by that. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I feel like I'm already... and put myself maybe in a cycle that I don't want to be in. That's my biggest fear, I think.
What's the cycle that you're saying that you're in?
You know, like with someone that's trying to get off of, like, maybe like a hamster wheel, but they can't. And so then instead I just kind of join them, you know. And then I start living that lifestyle of that repetitiveness where you're trying to always kind of get better, but, you know, unless something changes, I just don't know how that would happen.
So I'm hearing you say that you don't feel that this is a healthy relationship for you, even though, you know, you have feelings for the guy and you know, you have a history there, but it's not, you're feeling like it's not something you can hold on to moving forward because it's not bearing good fruit in your life. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Right. Yes.
So what's stopping you?
I think what's stopping me is that, I'm okay. I'm sorry too. The thing I think is stopping me really is just that I have a connection with this person, like a really strong connection that I've only felt like maybe another time or two in my relationships. And so that part really,
I hear what you're saying there, mm-hmm. Candy, but you, I'm going to challenge you woman to woman here, okay?
Okay.
This, you don't. You have a relationship with the guy that you assumed he was before you discovered that he's a liar and addicted to stuff. So the relationship, the connection you felt was with this fantasy person he presented himself as. And that was a lovely person if he had been real. He's not real. He has some very serious problems. You've caught him lying to you, and that will continue based on what he's got going on. So there's a difference here between anxiety and great work with your therapist about any anxiety that is really not helping you be your best self. And then there is prudence, which is a virtue, which is something that where the Holy Spirit comes in and says, you're worth more than this. This isn't healthy for you. Don't do this, do this instead. And what I'm hearing you say quite clearly is that you have that, what the world calls gut instinct, what we here call the voice of the Holy Spirit telling you through the gift of prudence, this isn't right. This is not good. So I want to let you know that that instinct is something you should follow clearly because it will allow you to be your best self and call him on, or at least invite him to be a better person for somebody else someday, not you, because you're letting him not get away with it. But this is not anxiety. This is prudence.
Yeah, and I really appreciate what you're saying, Lisa, about, you know, kind of helping Candy understand what this feeling is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the feeling is real, but it's got a false object in the sense that you have this feeling for this man that you thought he was, not for the man who he actually is. And you would still like him to be the man that you thought he was, but he's not that guy. He's a different person. And that's hard for you to reconcile with, but I think that you know that this relationship is not bearing good fruit in your life. And that's what we have to do. You know, 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to hold every thought captive in obedience to Christ. And so our job as Christians is to test every feeling and every thought, not to the point where we're getting scrupulous about it, but I mean, you know, when we're trying to make a decision, we don't just go with our feeling. We bring that feeling to God and say, all right, Lord, what are you trying to say to me through this? And how can I respond to this feeling in a way that will glorify you and help me be my best self? Because that's what God's always calling us to, you know, to be more of who he wants us to be. And so I want you to be praying every day about this feeling of ill-ease and saying, you know, Lord, how do I respond to this feeling so that I can be strong enough to pursue a relationship that does bring out good fruit in my life, that does help me draw closer to you and help me be more of the woman that you want me to be? And really be reflecting on that, because Christians are called to be in relationships that help us draw closer to God and help us be more of the person God is calling us to be. Whether that's a friendship or a romantic relationship, if you're in a relationship with somebody that is making it harder for you to draw closer to God or harder for you to be the person God is calling you to be, that's not a relationship that God wants you in, no matter how good it might feel.
Now, I have to say, because you're human, there's a disappointment in finding out that he's not that person that he presented himself as, this fantasy person that he presented himself as. And Satan will get in there and do what he does to every single person in the history of humanity, which is Satan's going to fill your head with, well, what if nobody else better comes along? He seemed really great. That's maybe the real person he is, all this stuff he can overcome. All of that is coming from the father of lies. What you can tell yourself is, wow, these things, and list them for yourself, about who he presented himself as, is what I'm really looking for in a future spouse. This guy ain't it. He's a liar. But the things he presented himself as is the things that I am then going to now look for more of in the people that I get to know. So you're going to move away from all the lies that maybe he's the last one and maybe he could change and on and on and on. Watch a rom-com from the 80s. You'll know I'm right here. And really work on, what did I learn from the person he presented himself as? Let me divest myself of this human in my life because he's not making me be the person I want to be, and I'm not going to be helping him in any way. And let me begin to really look more clearly with the information that I gained for the person that God really does have for me in my life.
Thank you so much for the question, Candy. I hope this will give you some ways forward. And if I'm glad to see that you are in counseling. I want you to continue working with your counselor and really developing that strength to follow that gut instinct that's telling you that this relationship really isn't in your best interests. And make sure that you continue to bring that feeling to God, as I was talking about, so that He can help you really hear what He's saying to you through that sense that this isn't bearing good fruit in your life. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled A World of Worry. Are you worried about the future? Is there a particular problem in your life or relationships that you're just not sure what to do with and that's making you anxious? Let's talk it out and find some grace-filled ways to reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25.
Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and then all your ways will be sure.
And this is an important verse, because, especially when we're reflecting on anxiety, because anxiety has us looking everywhere except the path that our feet are walking.
And, you know, I got to say, as a girl who grew up in New York City, I love this scripture, because even though it's part of Proverbs, you know, written a zillion years ago, it's so much how a person, especially a girl living in a major city, learns to get by without getting hurt. You know, you don't get distracted by all the crazy people out there who are trying to, you know, hand you their CD or get your attention to give you a flyer or maybe want to catch your attention so that they can start a conversation that's not going to end well for you. You want to be keeping your eyes on where you want to go, what you need to do, and who you know. And this is very much this interior thing that we must do. Satan's always going to put stuff out there to distract us. There's going to be all sorts of worries, all sorts of concerns. But if we keep our eyes looking forward to God, if we just look at the path of our feet, and His word is the path unto our feet, right? That's what the scripture teaches us. Then all our ways will be sure. We're not going to be tripping over ourselves. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to be lured off the path by, you know, the big bad wolf. So keep your eyes on your path. I love this scripture. Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet and then all your ways will be sure.
With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled A World of Worry, as we talk about all the things that bring us stress, worry, and anxiety. If you're worried about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships that you're not quite sure how to respond to, we're here for that. If you've got just a general undercurrent of anxiety that you're not quite sure how to respond to, we're here for that. And any way that anxiety is stealing your peace and robbing your joy, we're here to help you find ways to reclaim that peace. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John 6, verses 48 to 58. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread, meaning me. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. At which the Jews disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They're scandalized by this. How is it that we're not? How is it that we just hear this and go, oh yeah, I know that passage? They're just outraged and at least perplexed. Sane people, inspired teachers, wise men, prophets don't say things like this.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, a world of worry. As we talk about fear, worry, and anxiety, we're asking you, are you worried about a particular challenge in your life or relationships? Or maybe you're just feeling anxious about the world in general. Let us help you find ways to come against that fear, worry, and anxiety and reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Hyun Lin, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hyun Lin, welcome to Word to Life. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. When you talk about worry, fear, and anxiety, I feel like I have them all. I have two teenagers. We recently relocated. I have a history of long depression, and I went to menopause. So it's really hard, and especially with my daughter go to rebel right now. She's in middle school. And she did not want to eat, did not want to study, she doesn't care. And I'm just so overwhelmed. And I pray and go to church. And sometimes I go to the chapel and I sit there. And most of the time I just so worry and I concern. And I just don't know how to do or deal with my two teenagers. And I thought, it's just so struggle. And how can I proclaim or get back my peace?
Eileen, let me ask you a question. You mentioned, you know, your daughter who it sounds like she's struggling with depression maybe, or maybe even an eating disorder, that she's not studying and not eating, you said. What are you doing to get some help for her and for your family?
I myself on medication and go to counseling very often, almost every 2 weeks. And my daughter, for the last 2 years, I only take her to go to see the therapist too. But it seems that it doesn't, even it's getting worse. And right now she kind of give up. And my husband have a limited in English, and even we not like communicate well. I try to put a family together, but
it's a lot of work on your own. So thank you for sharing that. And let me ask, so when you what can you tell me what kinds of things your counselor or your daughter's counselor are trying to ask you to do? Are you getting any exercises or techniques, or is it mostly just, kind of talking about things?
Right now, most of the time it's talking about things, but we try to have a family therapy to resolve the situation like yearly, because my daughter at our school, and then she put in something like physical abuse by my husband, but he is a sweet and honest man. He never knew anything like that. But my daughter created, even I, when the CPS people come, I have to ask them, did you call the right family? Did you talk about the right to reset? Did you go to the right family?
I'm so sorry that happened to you, but let me go back to my question. So you're saying that in counseling you're not really getting any kind of techniques or any kind of exercises to do between sessions. You're just mostly using session or being in session to talking about things. And that sort of supportive counseling, you know, is a way to approach counseling, and it can be helpful in some cases. But when you're dealing with something like anxiety, you really do need exercises to do between sessions in order to develop the skills to come back against the anxiety. Just talking about it isn't going to be enough. And medication itself isn't really enough either. All the research really shows that things like cognitive behavioral therapy, internal family systems therapy are really your best bets for treating anxiety. So I want you to discuss your concerns with your therapist and say, do you have any techniques that you can give me or exercises that I can be doing between sessions to be working on this and really developing my kind of mental muscles to be able to fight back against these feelings? If not, then it's time to seek another therapist, because you want to work with somebody who actually has a toolbox to give you skills and techniques to build up your, you know, psychotherapy. Really should be and is much more like physical therapy than anything else, where when you do the exercises between the sessions, very much like if you go to physical therapy, you do the exercises and you build up your muscle and you build up your range of motion. Well, in the same way with modern approaches to psychotherapy, like cognitive behavior therapy, internal family systems, those kinds of things, there's research that really shows that it creates changes in the way your brain functions. It wires your brain in new ways to process stress more effectively and respond to problems, you know, more efficiently. So you want to be working with somebody who can give you tools. Now, I'm going to give you some things, you know, so I want you to have that conversation with your therapist, right, since you're already in counseling. But the one thing that I want you to really focus on right now is spending time in prayer every day when you're saying, you know, you're going to the chapel and you're going to Mass and you're doing a lot of good things. But I want you to really write down, it's important to really write this out every day. I want you to identify at least one thing every day, a time in your life when you thought that everything was going to be terrible. It just wasn't going to work out. You were going through a difficult thing. You were stressed about it. You were worried about it. I want you to write out the story of what happened and how you got through it and how God saw you through it. Because I want you to connect with your own personal salvation history. You know, in the Passover meal that is celebrated by our Jewish brothers and sisters, there's a little song that they call the Dayenu. And it's basically where they say, it would have been enough, right? It would have been enough if you had delivered us from Pharaoh, but then you led us into, you know, the desert with a pillar of cloud. It would have been enough if you led us into the desert with a pillar of cloud, but then you led us with a pillar of fire. It would have been enough had you led us with a pillar of fire, but then you gave us manna from the desert. It would have been, and he goes on and on and on in that Dayenu prayer. It would have been enough that the Lord blessed me in this way, but then he did this. And I want you to have that kind of own personal Dayenu, where you are looking at the things that you were sure that were going to end badly for you, and really remind yourself how you got through those things, how God showed up for you, what lessons you took from those things, how you grew from those experiences. Because, you know, when we go through bad things, we have a tendency to say, oh, thank God that thing's over, and then we never think about it again. But if we actually reflect on how God carried us through that time, how we grew from those experiences, how we became stronger from those things, we're able to then say, well, and how can I use those same lessons here? How can I remind myself and find how God is being present to me this time? How do I know how God's showing up for me here? So I would really like you to reflect on that exercise and really write it out. Don't just do it in your head. Make sure that you're actually writing that out. And if you'd like, I'd really encourage you to check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which really talks more about how to effectively really combat anxiety from a psychological, spiritual, relational, and other ways. So check it out, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, and perhaps discuss some of the exercises in there with your current counselor so that you can begin to learn how to use those tools to combat anxiety. Because the praying and participating in the sacramental life is important. It's essential. It's like putting gas in your car, right? But if you have gas in your car, but you got four flat tires, you're still not going anywhere. And so we need to be able to cooperate with that grace. And that's what these kinds of tools can do. give you new ways to cooperate with the gas that God, that you're filling your tank with every time you pray and receive the sacraments. Hyunlin, thank you so much for your call. We've added your family to our More to Life prayer list, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. And with that, we're wrapping up the show for today.
We are, and we will see you again on Thursday tomorrow. Please join the special coverage during our More to Life hour, as EWTN News Nightly will have special election results coverage. Full results and the discussion on what's next for America during this hour tomorrow. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because you know what? With God's grace, there really is so much more to life. We thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you have a blessed day. Get out there and vote, and make sure that you're praying for our country and that God's will would be done in all things.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.